Okay. This is the Cemetery Commission. It's 5:39. It's Tuesday, June 9th.
Okay, I don't have a chair. Do you want to just run through it, or do you want me to run through it? What do you want me to do?
You can run through it. You're a former chair.
Okay, so we're going to call the meeting to order, and we already did that. Additions or deletions to the agenda?
I don't have any. Oh, go ahead.
We need to remember the deed situation for the Sanford slash Carlton lot.
Yeah. Should that be under old business, or should that be an addition?
Well, it's an addition, I believe, because we have to create a deed.
Okay. So addition to the agenda is creating a deed. Okay.
Do you have a motion for that? Or?
Probably.
So moved.
Creating a deed for...
So I'm looking at the draft minutes for May 13th.
Well, we're not quite there yet. We're still on additions.
Well, that's what I'm... I have a question about the draft minutes.
Okay, I think we're still on additions
to the
agenda.
Agenda.
Creating a deed for lot in Riverside. I'm just going to... I like to just use the first letters of their last names. So in the minutes, it'll say C and what's the S? It's the C/S plot. Is that something, so Andy, or Maureen have to create that, right?
Or the town.
I think the lawyer has already given the language to Emily to create
correct.
Lots that don't have a deed already associated with it. So I think we need to go to Allie.
Okay.
And have her do whatever she has to do to create a deed.
Okay. So who is going to follow up with that?
I can do it.
Is that process?
Do we know the lot numbers?
I don't right off the top of my head.
Okay, why don't you and I'll get the information from you, and then I'll go in and see Ali and get a deed generated for him.
Okay, can I say Maureen and Melissa will work together to create a deed?
Sorry, all right with me.
Is that okay?
I mean, I don't really, there's nothing I wrote. I can give you the information.
I just need the information from her.
Okay. Because there are two burials in a three burial plot.
Correct. And there's another one going in there in 2 weeks.
Okay. And then the deed will be on file with us.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. And then the parties related to the deceased and buried people are all good. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So this, the deed once created will be on file with the town. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Sorry, I just drove here at 20 miles per hour.
Here, Chris, can you hand that to Andy?
Thank you.
Okay, so that's an addition to the agenda. Okay, so now we can go to minutes of last meeting.
You're up.
You're running the meeting now.
Okay, minutes from last meeting.
We're on three.
We're on number three, and we have two sets.
I have two of these.
There's two.
The
no, there are two sets of minutes because in at our May meeting, we didn't, it was in the rain, so we didn't bother to look at the April minutes. So we have to look at the April minutes first.
Oh, I can see that now. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we look at the April minutes first, and then I think the April minutes are okay. The May minutes, there's at least one correction.
Okay. Has everyone had a chance to review April minutes?
Yes.
I make a motion to approve the April minutes as presented.
I'll make the motion.
Yeah, you can't make the motion as chair.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
It's a good idea. You can ask
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I promise not to be a
okay.
Rational, like, ridiculous
no,
person.
Thank you.
Just the very basics, that's all.
Happens all the time in church meetings.
Ah,
that's
yes,
know.
That's
I'm
one,
not,
the only reason I am, like, somewhat familiar with
I
this.
I am not used to being chairperson.
Yes.
Okay, so then the May minutes, where's my copy? Oh, here we go. I was having some kind of brain, well, two things, and Melissa may or may not know this, about two-thirds of the way down, next year, two new signs will be needed. Brooks and, do you know what the other new sign is? Colin? Okay, so that needs to be an addition. Oops. And then on the second page, under Riverside, motion made to have Duane replace split rail fence
yeah.
along, what was I even thinking? I don't even know what that's supposed to say. The split rail fence between the road and the river.
Between the, the
along
driveway.
The, yeah, the along, along the driveway and the river.
And the river.
But I wrote top, so I didn't. It's on page 2 on the Riverside.
Oh yeah,
and a first sentence. It was just
replace split rail fence.
I don't know, and I proofed these too, but clearly not well.
So you're gonna replace?
Well, you sent them to us, and we also didn't
yes.
say anything.
If you're gonna replace that word with river along river,
sure, along river.
Okay,
that makes
along
the
river.
Most sense.
Great.
Let's see. Okay, May minute.
Essentially, as long as Duane knows where we're going.
I know, but it just
yeah. No, we should have it in the minutes. We definitely should. Yes, edit the minutes.
May minutes. Brooks and Collins signs.
So replace the split rail fence along the driveway.
Well, along the
river.
Just how about along the river? It's just easier.
Okay.
Sign, replace split rail fence. Fence on the river. That's all. I mean, there may be more, but that's what I was aware of.
So both of us researched the deeds from 1990 and couldn't find it. That's why we need to create one.
Okay.
I will move that we accept the minutes with those two changes from the May 30th.
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, minutes of last meeting.
April and May complete.
On to any bills or invoices. I apologize. I haven't checked our inbox.
Do we have a 911 bill yet from you guys?
I sent Tina the bill for that.
Oh, okay.
And she paid it.
Oh, great. Excellent. 911 bill's been paid.
Okay, and the flags, do you know where she paid that?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she did.
Okay.
I will double check.
Okay.
But because last year I forgot to send her the invoice, and I double checked. And she said, as soon as they arrive, I'll pay it. And then she texted me or emailed me about an hour later and said, they just arrived. Okay, 911 invoice has been paid. Yay.
Do we have any announcements or correspondence we have received?
Nope.
None. Are there any visitors and/or concerned citizens?
We have a guest.
We do have
a guest. I usually list her as a guest.
Yes, and that's, yes, that's usually the top. So we do have a guest. But I think the next category is her.
Mm-hmm.
Maintenance of cemeteries.
So the sign is up at Middletown Cemetery. All 911 addresses are on the signposts. The tree has been moved at Wall Lake.
Oh yeah.
Dwayne has fixed all of the headstones that have been broken. We just found another one in Leeview that he will fix. I did speak with the Coles family and the Gubb family regarding the headstone to be moved, and they're both fine with that. And we're hoping to get those moved prior to Bernie's service.
Okay.
So that's good there.
What about the fence at Gleeview?
He's got the tree off of it.
Okay.
He thinks that if he contacts Springfield Fence and gets a couple pieces, he can fix it himself.
Okay.
We had one burial this last weekend, and the cremation certificate has been brought to the town office.
Did you say one more headstone to fix at Gleeview?
Yes.
Okay.
All the cemeteries are mowed in good shape.
Sinkholes got filled in?
Some of them, I guess. There used to be a padlock with a key. I think Danny had a key for that. We're changing them all so they're numbered.
Okay.
A number combination, and we'll get that to whoever wants it.
I think that's a great idea.
Yes. Because when you forget your keys, you can't get in the shed.
It's an annoying trip back home. Or
no, it's an annoying trip to me.
Maybe even worse.
We have two burials coming up in June. One in Collins Lot and one in Riverside. Both cremations.
I don't know if this is new business or, but I'll just bring it up here because it's on the on somewhere on here. We have on for some of the Civil War veterans, they were iron. It says GAR, stands for Grand Army of the Republic. Mm-hmm. You can get bronze ones. You can't get iron ones anymore. They're $119, but, you know, we can afford that. I don't have any idea how many GAR veterans there are. Do you think Dwayne would have an idea?
Probably not.
Okay. So I don't know if that's something we want to consider. If we would, I think they're really cool. I mean, the iron ones are the most cool. You can buy used iron ones on eBay, but that just doesn't seem like a good idea.
No.
Because they had to come off of someone else's grave, right? So that's kind of, it's not like they're, I don't think anyone, I'm quite certain they're not making them anymore.
There's no back stock of them hiding somewhere in a warehouse.
From 1865, I don't think so.
Yeah.
We don't have to decide right now, and it might make more sense when Gary and Dwayne are here, but we could just put it on, you know, ongoing business if we want to. Maybe we order, I don't know, 10 or 20, and as Dwayne is out there fixing stuff or notices, we could just start replacing them.
What does it stand for?
It stands for the Grand Army of the Republic.
And so is it?
It's the Civil War. It's the Civil War. It was the soldiers who fought for the North.
Okay. So I sent to you one rainy day a couple of weeks ago. I took all the information I had on veterans and I wrote them into cemeteries. And I sent one Excel spreadsheet starting with page 1 through page 7,
okay,
listing the veterans in each cemetery, because Duane had a problem with some of the markers
right.
he removed at Rest Haven,
right.
and he didn't know where to put them.
Right.
So I specifically worked on that. There were three veterans that I didn't have on my map. One, he said, was because he was exhumed
correct.
And moved to Chester.
Wow.
Made sense. But I had done a map of Rest Haven a few years back, early COVID years, and had it printed downtown and laminated, so we would have a copy of that cemetery where people are buried. I had still had the Excel sheets on my computer, and what I did is I went in, and everyone that was a veteran, I made the font red for
oh,
that
okay.
person, so
oh, that's
that
a good idea.
Duane can see where they are.
Okay.
So my question is, should we be taking all our maps that we have and maybe coming up with a little tiny circle that's in red or whatever color and putting it on the maps that we have that this person is a veteran, so that if we have problems in the future, all we have to do is go to the maps. We don't have to start researching all the veterans again.
So if we have them on a spreadsheet, like you said?
We do, but not where they're located in the cemetery, just that they're in the cemetery.
Yeah, and
so
what...
it's an alphabetical
so
listing.
So the... I don't know if this is old business or new business, but it fits into our conversation. But I have the capability to do that. Benton gave me the maps he did.
Mm-hmm.
I need to physically, and I have not done this yet, I need to physically go stand in the cemetery and make sure the words he gave me on the map match the words on the headstones.
Right.
When I do that, I have the ability to click on them and add something like that.
Yeah, great.
So there is the capability.
Right.
And there's, before there were different editing options.
Okay.
There's a new editing option presented to us for a, believe it's an annual subscription fee, and I could go in at any point and add any of that stuff.
Okay.
I have not had, and I looked and I realized I missed this last meeting that we have somebody helping with your database.
Yes. Yes.
I
could
use,
one day together.
I could use help. Clearly, I've had months to get in the cemetery and do this. And I can't find the hours of the day,
right.
But it's all in front of me and it just needs to be done.
Okay. So
this might
do
be.
Do you want someone to go with you or you want someone to go in place of you?
Either or.
Okay.
I could use help because it's not
no.
as easy as just reading it. It's like I have to type. I could probably go faster if I was typing and someone was just reading the words
okay.
to me.
I'm happy to do that with you.
Okay, perfect.
I'm happy to, I'm familiar with the cemeteries, especially the three that we have maps for.
Perfect.
And I'm happy
That's,
to do that.
And they're smaller,
and
which is why I wanted to start there.
Right. I think if we can get the first three done and happy with our results, then we can move on to another cemetery,
yes.
right?
And it's
so.
Me holding, I want everyone to know it's been me holding us up. It is not Benton
yes.
in any way, shape, or form. If anything, he's been calling me and egging me on.
Right.
When you do that, so the list is great. I'm looking at it right now.
Right.
So
I think we can probably identify the people
well,
that are
maybe.
Civil War.
Everett Abbott, veteran.
Well, that's because I have no information on him.
Right.
You know,
but if you look
all kinds of lists that people put together over the years of who the veterans were.
Right.
At one point, we had to supply that to the state of Vermont.
I see.
So I have all that, I have a folder of all the different work that different people did on veterans.
Right.
And so I just used all of that to capture who are the veterans in our cemetery. Some of them I don't even know what war they were in. Like,
well, that so that's my question. I guess when you're in the three that you're going to do,
right.
if I mean, and if it's too much, it's not that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I just happen to love the GAR markers.
Right.
If you could note, because you know, like George Abbott, I happen to know he was in the Civil War because Matthew did a project on him when he was at Floodbrook, and he was in the 14th Regiment of the Vermont Infantry. But it's not obvious necessarily for the others, I guess is my point.
Right, right.
We would be manually typing that in. So typing in veteran or something else would take just as much effort. So I don't see a problem with doing that.
Well, I mean, we could figure it out. Like if they died in 1878 and they're a veteran,
right.
then, I mean, even if it's there was another war in there, we could throw a GAR right. thing on there.
Yeah.
Gonna, you know.
I like the specificity of it.
Well, and they're just cool.
So,
and we have the money. That's the thing. Like, you know, it's kind of ridiculous, but we have the money and we can only spend it on those cemeteries.
So many of them, the information I had was what regiment they were in, but not what war they fought in.
And sometimes you can figure it out, like the Vermont Infantry.
They might have just been part of that regiment during...
Right. But if they died in, say, you know, 1950, then it wasn't the Civil War. Do you
right.
know what I mean? Like,
right.
sometimes you can just tell by the...
Right.
If they died in 1780, revolution. You know what I mean?
Right.
So some of that...
When did Riverside... Are some of the older cemeteries the only ones some of these can be in? You know
I
what I'm
think,
saying?
Good question. I don't think Low Lake would have any Civil War veterans because it's too old.
Okay.
I think.
Right. They're revolutionary.
Yeah. And then I suspect Riverside may have some in the old part by the river.
Yeah.
I don't think Gleeview does. It's not that old, is it? Brooks might. Middletown might.
Gleeview might.
Okay. The old part of Collins
old,
might.
There might be a few.
Rest Haven, I know there's some. Yeah, and so sometimes, yeah, I'm getting sort of off track.
This is the interesting part, though.
It is fun, isn't it? So, all right, they've been unmarked for a long time.
Right.
We'll wait till our next meeting, but we'll put it in the minutes that I would like to order. I'm going to wait till Dwayne
right.
just throws his
so
number
me,
in there.
So for me, you know, working with Rest Haven was easy because I had already done the math, and I had the Excel on my computer. So that was easy to locate those people on my map. But in Gleeview or Riverside, I have no idea where these people are. I mean, I have a list of the
yeah, and,
people.
And, you know,
I'd have to go to the cemetery
right.
and find them.
Right.
But
if you
I
can find them in
Benton's
maps now, can't we?
We only have three of the
cemeteries
now.
Oh, that's
yeah.
So as we go through
right.
it, we will have a much
yes.
better
yeah.
idea.
Right.
And it won't be hard. Once again, this is why I
yeah.
need someone to read it for me.
Yeah.
It takes 2 seconds for me to type in GAR,
yeah.
But to identify it and have
yeah,
some,
yeah, no,
like,
no.
Yeah, so to have like a spotter, someone visualizing it will be very helpful and it'll speed it right up.
So the maybe just this is a general, maybe this is probably a quick question for Dwayne, but so the markers that we have currently that are there, are those just essentially the place when the person dies and then we have just kind of kept them there, maintained them? Okay. So there's, so and did the families pay to do that or did the...
No.
The cemetery, or...
We pay
to do that.
And then every time I put a notice in, like, the cemeteries are closing, the cemeteries are opening, I say, if you know of a veteran buried in our cemeteries, and
let
you
us
don't
know
have a
okay.
veteran.
Okay.
Right. And I need to send that language to you so you can put it on the database.
That's, this is sounding from last year. I think maybe last year when we were working in the cemetery,
I
explained this to me.
So
okay.
she adds it to
oh, okay.
website. So I only have two people I'm missing in Rest Haven. One of these days, I'm going to go over and see if I've missed somebody when I went over and did my map. One person I think I might have missed because there's a whole line of that family. And I'm thinking, Okay, I've got to go back over there and see. The other one, I don't know.
Just okay. A quick question on the database that you've done. Mm-hmm. Is it important to have on there the reason somebody dies? You would think that there's some graves that you have on there,
mm-hmm.
give very specific information on how they passed.
Yeah.
I don't really think that needs to be public.
Well, anyone that committed suicide, that is definitely not put in there.
Right, but I would think we'd have to contact, if you're going to put, I don't know if HIPAA realizing that, if that goes in that, I'm not sure how that all works.
Are they on the death certificates?
All of this is public domain stuff. It's just whether...
We did talk about this. Didn't we talk about this?
Well, we talked about whether we should even have the database.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
We had that discussion.
That's right.
And I checked with the town manager.
The wording is just whatever's on the gravestone, right?
No. It's what's on the death certificate.
That's right.
I'm adding in who the parents were of that person. What their occupation was. So if somebody is looking for someone in their family, I'm thinking, that they might want as much information as they can get. I am conscious that if someone committed suicide, that is not going on there. But if, if they had a heart attack or something, I usually pick it. But if the commissioners feel that I shouldn't.
Is there one in particular you were concerned about?
No, I was looking through when I was doing research, and I was just like, I couldn't understand why there was so much,
Well, there's a lot of information. We're trying to capture as much as we can from the public domain certificates or whatever, and put it on the database so people can find out about their families if they choose.
Do we have the ability to make any fields appear or disappear?
That's all in the notes. It's not a field. It's in the notes.
Okay. And I guess, do we have an ability to make the notes appear or disappear?
Of course, but in the notes there's a ton of things.
I didn't know how it was set up.
Okay, so.
So it's nothing. Nothing's in the notes that people couldn't find if they Googled this person.
If they came in and looked
at
in our vault, in the birth certificates, the marriage certificates, and the death certificates. Those are the three categories of certificates we have in the vault.
I see.
I haven't done anything with marriage, though when I know someone is married, so in the notes, the first thing, if I have Mabel Holden, and I know her husband is so-and-so, because on the death certificate, it tells me who her husband is, the first thing in the notes is wife of Bill Holden, that kind of thing.
Well, if it's first thing on the death certificate, it should be the first thing in the notes.
Right. And then usually the next thing is who the person's parents were. And then the next thing is usually where they were born and where they died. What city and state they were born in and died in.
Sounds a lot like what would be in an obituary. In that order, actually.
Yeah, maybe.
Before Google, before you could Google an obituary.
Some people, like I met with Chris Lissell's mom, and she was just, I was writing.
I bet.
Was with her for an hour and a half, just writing down the whole history of her family. And, she was thrilled that it was going to be put someplace where her kids and grandkids could reference it. So, I'm sure there, if anyone comes and no one has yet and says, I don't want that information about my mom in the database, I'm very happy to take it out. But talking to the town manager, she says it's all public domain information. You can put it in the database. But if someone requests it be removed, I'm happy to do that.
That's what we do for Lister's cards. The assessor's cards that are used for tax valuations. Mm-hmm. They're available online unless somebody asks that they be removed. I guess public record is public record.
So do you guys have any thoughts about conscious of
It sounds like you've been
there. Yeah, seems fine to me.
I mean, if people object, if there's an objection.
I was just asking.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't thank you for asking and explaining because it all gives us, I know Maureen's the one who's done all the work, but it's interesting for us to hear about it too. So thank you.
Yeah.
And thanks for your work, Maureen.
So,
because we know if it was me, I wouldn't have started.
I've got some other things to say about that, but I'll wait till the appropriate time.
So, as far as maintenance of cemeteries, do we feel like that has it covered? We kind of left it off. We're going to wait to get a number from Dwayne.
Yeah,
and then look at, because I also like the idea of those bronze.
Yeah.
The bronze markers as well. Sale of cemetery plots. Maureen, have you sold any?
None this month. No.
It's a good month.
I'm surprised.
Old business. So I'm going to be referencing our May minutes for old business.
Okay. Bill Foster and I worked together one morning. So she has her own login now for the cemetery laptop, so she can get in to enter materials. We're going to work together another couple of times together until she's very comfortable with reading the certificates and how to put it in and all that kind of thing. And she's busy. She's got a granddaughter who's sick and requires whatever. And we will continue to work as she has signed. It's hard for me during the summer to do any work on it. I just don't have time to come down and work.
This
there.
Is a volunteer.
It's
position.
A volunteer, and if it rains for 3 or 4 days in a row, then I'll probably come down, which is why I did the veterans. That's Fritz's sheet on the veterans on a rainy day.
Well, hopefully no one is going anywhere, and we have some time to work this out.
Yeah.
Discussion about whether to sell lots in the cemeteries in a row. Lots should not be sold in the center part of Riverside at this time. Did we finish this discussion last week?
I think Dwayne said it didn't really matter if they were sold in a row, but Maureen said she's, just seems a little more orderly. So if people are like, no, I want that button.
We have sold them out of order to commissioners.
My recollection of the conversation was Dwayne said it didn't matter, except not selling them in the center of Riverside, obviously.
Right.
Okay.
It was Glebe along the fence that it didn't continue with the last person sold.
Okay.
It was in the middle, but it doesn't, I think it was a lot you were involved with something.
Yes.
Right. So it doesn't matter if someone insists. But to make it easier for Dwayne to measure the next
easier.
Lot out, we'll do that.
Okay.
The other old business would be, or a piece of old business, do you mind if I bring this up?
Oh, please.
Would be, we had quite a discussion about the unmarked graves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And one of the thoughts, and we didn't want to make any decisions until you were...
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Was instead of spending $35,000 to mark all 77 at the somehow near the entrance of each of the we weren't sure about Riverside and Glebe, but the ones where we know there's unmarked graves, to write something like in memoriam for all who lay here unmarked. You know, we didn't come up with the wording, but rather than mark each one, put a marker, probably bigger than what we had envisioned a little bit, possibly raised, noting that there are unmarked graves in that cemetery. So there's just one, as opposed to marking each grave. And there were two reasons for that. One was the finances, 35,000 seemed like a lot. But the other thing, and this was, I brought this up, 53 in Middletown seems overwhelming. Like,
53.
That's what the numbers, at least that's what the minutes said. So we didn't, let's see, yeah. New discussion is to place one marker at the cemeteries where we know suspect there are unmarked graves, as opposed to marking each grave. We will revisit this at our June meeting. So,
I understand, and I also believe from a maintenance standpoint, less graves.
Well, they would be flat. I mean, they would have been flat, but
it's less to maintain in the future as well, I guess.
I mean, that's a piece of it. It was frankly, just for me personally, Middletown's not that big, and you have 53. Of those things.
Well, really, the whole, like...
It would be, I don't know. I mean, kind of freaky in my own mind. But that's just... So that was just a suggestion that I lost.
I mean, 35 was just for the stones.
Yeah, it wasn't...
That's right. That wasn't the bases or the labor.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mentioned something about putting some kind of metal bar.
So, we have done that in... We did that in Collinsaw, I believe. We put rebar where flags were.
Mm. Okay.
So it's underground. We can go. We can use our metal detector. Mm. And it still shows where the unmarked graves are.
Yeah.
Middletown Cemetery, we're dealing with the flags because we ran out of rebar.
Mm.
And we're trimming around them. So once he gets more rebar, he will then cut 53 pieces and put 53 pieces of rebar in. To mark.
I kind of really like that idea. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're already doing it because mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's just easier for them to be able to mow
and do
their
thing.
Of course,
yeah.
And then you can still find it with a metal detector.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, since it would be marked, that's brilliant. I would make a motion, since I personally am really good at kicking cans down the road. We don't have to decide on the wording tonight, but that we do one marker at each cemetery.
I want to think about this. I have to play devil's advocate for one moment. Mm-hmm. It's our current policy. If we have a burial without a marker, that we honor with a very minimal marker.
That's if we know who they are.
To say, does that make them any less of a burial? You know, like
no,
it's
just. Yeah, I mean, it. So there would be 6 in Collins, 18 in Brooks, which is kind of a lot, but nobody goes to Brooks.
I know it's a lot anyways. I just need to suss this out in my head.
Sure.
And maybe...
How many in Brooks?
There are just so many. Like, it's... when I
18
counted,
in Brooks.
18 in Brooks.
When I
but
counted,
there's 53 in Middletown. I mean, 53.
I was floored. Absolutely floored. I took a video... because I couldn't fathom how many.
Right.
So I'm not disagreeing. I need time in my mind to digest and suss. I also I'm headed in a completely different direction in my head. Maybe there's some way we could give them some kind of digital recognition, like GPS coordinates or something. Just in my head, thinking of more creative. I want to give everyone a sense of... I don't know how I want to organize it in my head yet.
Okay.
And I'm not opposed to the one large marker idea. I want to take some time and research if we know... What I should do is go on the VOCA forum, Vermont Old Cemetery Association, and ask some of them how they are.
How they handle.
Yeah, how they're approaching it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I am kicking the can.
No,
I do like the suggestion.
They've been unmarked.
I was going to say,
they've been
like...
unmarked for some of them hundreds of years, or at least 100 years. So
another month isn't going to.
No.
Here's the good news. Now we know they're there.
Yeah.
Right.
I
yeah,
mean, because you encouraged us to get Benson. So,
yeah.
No, I don't think there's any reason to rush into it.
No.
I could also ask my bestie Ben to, like, I kick that can down the road on a regular basis. I talk to him every few weeks. I can also ask him what his.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably talked. I mean, he's
every single time.
All the time. So yeah, what cemeteries
that's
do?
That's good.
But I like I think the Vermont Old Cemeteries Association is a good resource that is underutilized.
Sure.
So we could try to connect with.
Well, we're certainly in a place where it's not like, I mean, we don't want to spend money just to spend money, but it's not like we could spend that money and it wouldn't come back. But so but we want to, you know, do it in a way that, yeah. I think we just want to find the best way to honor the graves that are there. And I definitely understand the, like, that, especially in middle of town, there's a lot. But maybe somebody's got a creative way that they do it that's a little different. Or, yeah, we haven't thought of that.
I mean, if we knew they were all Christian, you could just.
Yeah, you put like a little cross.
You could put a little cross, but I wouldn't ever make that assumption.
No.
So that doesn't work. I mean, maybe there's a. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm not opposed to. I mean, I was all in till I read the 53 in Middletown, and it's. I mean, some of it's the money, because if it's 35 just for the stones, it could be another 35. I mean, we have the money. That's not. But again, for me personally, just being in there, it's not very big, and you throw 53 in memoriams in there. It feels visually. I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't.
Visually full.
Yeah, and it's a place of. Right now, it's a place of peace. And personally, I just. That doesn't feel peaceful to me. Just to me.
It feels almost like a military cemetery, the way that you walk in, everything's like hyper, just stark.
Yeah.
And right now, I do agree, it's very organic and serene.
Yeah, serene. And 53 in memoriams doesn't feel serene to me.
Yeah, I understand that.
But you should check, because we're not the totality of people who've thought about this problem, they may have and maybe they don't. Maybe we should come back. We have those two options, but
I
also wanted to say, I did follow up and email Jonathan Stevens.
Mm.
He has not gotten back to me.
Okay.
I think he's assistant town clerk in Andover. I can try calling him. I just didn't understand why he wouldn't. I told him what I was looking for.
I don't think that he's assistant. I don't know if he's the assistant anymore.
Okay.
Why did we contact him?
Because he's a genealogist for both our town and Andover and somewhat in the West.
Oh, I didn't even know we had a genealogist.
Well,
not official.
He and his mother, you know, found.
Well, here's
all kinds of questions.
Yeah. When we were having a boundary issue, and we didn't have the deed to the church, and it was nowhere to be found. Jonathan said, "Huh, let's look at the last names of the original trustees when it was a Methodist church, and it was under their names." And I don't know what we would have done.
He's just so knowledgeable about
so
that.
So the
I'll try again.
Yeah,
I'll try
and
calling this next time.
Yeah.
But I was hoping that he, you know, I have a feeling because the deeds only started fairly recently. There must be in the old town reports information on lots being sold to certain people. I mean, I can't imagine
that
they probably didn't do deeds back then.
Well,
it's worth asking somebody.
It's just just another thing.
Sure.
But they've been unmarked for a long time, so no rush.
Okay. And then while we're talking about Middletown Cemetery, there are unmarked graves in the Spires Wood Lot.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. So.
We had talked about getting the Martins to sell back their lots so we could reallocate Spires Woods to them.
to the Mark months.
Right.
Oh, and ones we have not used yet.
This is not mine. This is you.
Okay. Because I thought that was something that Wayne had said. Okay.
So Alex is Robert Martin's daughter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know her last name?
Melor, M-E-L-L-O-R.
Very nice.
I have her phone number at home because I keep the record.
And she has a brother. So I think, I mean.
We need to know whether they're going to use those lots.
Yes, and if they would sell
and
them back
not,
to the
town. And if they sell them back to us.
And how many graves are in the spires?
There's four or five headstones there currently.
But it was a purchase for nine, right?
I went and looked it up and let you
know. So it's Debbie's first husband, Ron, Penny, and Patience. And then there's a stone for Deb.
Correct.
And her new husband. Correct. So that's six. So there's three we might have to find.
Correct.
And the Martin plot is two? You don't know. Okay.
Hold on. Because I let you guys know after.
Right. Was that a 10?
Okay. The M cornerstones are for Robert and Sarah Martin. So there were two.
Two. Okay.
There were nine lots sold to the Spires, Virga, Mimi families.
Right.
And Ellen Janeway bought two lots in 1987. Those were the questions we have.
Okay. So it sounds to me, and Maureen, if you're in Middletown, maybe you could look. I think there are six. Did you say there's six headstones?
I think five. I think four or five.
Huh. Maybe Debbie and...
Debbie and her new husband have one together.
Have one. Oh, that's too bad. That's really that. We need four.
Okay.
Yeah. So if there's nine, if there were nine plots and there's five stones, that means there's four spots, theoretically, that we have to find for the Spires Woods. Or it's not Spire. It's not wood anymore.
All right. We're going to have to find another spaces.
Yeah. But if Alex will sub act two, that's two.
Right.
And then probably we have...
I think there are some empty spaces all the way on the left when you first go into the...
Yeah, it's just at some... It seems like the first order of business would be to approach Alex.
Right.
See if she'd sell them back. She might not want to.
Yeah,
right.
But if she did, then probably it will have to have... Someone will have to have a conversation with Deb Spires. I forget her last name. To say, okay, look, you think your plot goes this way, but not anymore. Now it goes this way. And, oh, by the way, your deed says nine, and there's only room for seven.
Do we have an alternative option that we could offer?
Well, I think Maureen's right. There's no flags forward of the M markers.
Right.
So, but it's not in line with where they are. But it's near where they are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a better problem to figure out... While everybody's still walking around.
I like to have, if I have a challenge, I like to come to somebody with a solution before I approach them at all.
Well, it seems like it's one step at a time.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get the Martin lots back first.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
And so Penny Bergamini's daughter, Lucy, probably would be...
Is she still around?
Yes. Well, she's in Brattleboro.
I don't know who has the deeds.
And is her last name?
Bergamini.
Well, it doesn't matter because we're not really there yet. It seems like the first step is being in touch with Alex.
Okay.
What's her name?
So,
And Luke Griswold's going to work on the wall?
Yes. Okay. I spoke with Luke. He hasn't given me an estimate yet, but he's working over in Windham now. Doesn't have time to do anything but complete that job. But in July, he will be bringing his equipment back this way. So he'll meet me at the cemetery. We decided to do another wall.
I was very excited about that.
So we'll meet, and I'll show them what we talked about, and I'll walk around, and he'll give me an estimate, and
great.
He can do it in July. So
great.
We're on.
Okay, great.
So the last old business.
I have one question, old business.
You bring up all the business.
The slate, two slate headstones that we're going to try to replace.
Yes.
Do you want me to take that over?
Sure.
Okay. Do you have
the people who I contacted were in Fairhaven.
Why don't you just send me any information you have? And I'll
it's, I contacted them years ago when I thought this was 20. I'll look it up, but the reason there's no follow through is because they did not contact me back.
Oh, okay.
So I would reconnect.
Okay. So
I found a slate person in Fairhaven or West Rutland. That would be, I even have pictures of them on my phone and on my computer because I took photos to send them and they didn't get back to me.
Okay. So let me see if I can.
I might even sell the company name. I just have to go back in my email.
Maybe I'll just, you know, that would be a good thing to ask if you're going to call the cemetery.
Voca folks?
What did you call that?
Vermont Old Cemetery.
Yes.
So I'm just going to post the way that I have to do it is I contact them on the Facebook forum. They have a forum. And I, that is definitely a question.
So
I,
would you add that?
Yes.
Slate headstone makers.
Slate headstones.
And let's see if anyone has.
Where are the slate headstones?
In
Middletown, there's like two.
All split at the top. This is
no.
going back a couple
I
years
have photo.
Ago.
Actually, you know what? I don't have photos of damaged ones. I have photos of intact ones that
to
I
show
yes
we
to show as an example. Because I had originally had this grandiose idea that we would put all of the unmarked graves as slate headstones in Middletown before I realized we needed 55 of them. when there were five, it seemed like a great idea.
We did that slate work for like the next 6 years for it.
Yeah, some of the people I research hand carve these.
I'm sure that, yeah.
Because they're so soft.
Yeah.
So yes, when I had originally anticipated about a dozen, it was a very different story.
I have one other thing I want to bring up while we're talking about headstones.
Sure.
So I'm working with the veterans, I'm working with the database, and I'm putting people into the database. I've got their death certificate. I know from Duane where they've been buried, but I have no photograph of a headstone because there isn't one. How do we want to handle that? I mean, I'm making lists right now, and I'll go to the cemeteries and see if I just missed the headstone for some reason. But they have a lot, but I don't have a picture, which is telling me there's no headstone.
How many do you think of these there are?
Probably many. I don't know. I mean, do we contact people and say, are you planning to put up a headstone?
Well, there aren't that many, are there?
There can't be that many.
Well, I don't have my list with me, but there are quite a few.
Let's investigate the list.
Yeah, maybe you can bring the list.
They are.
Because it seems to me over the years, we've purchased stones.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in general, that would be, especially if we know who they are and where they are, then we've always purchased stone for.
So the thing is for me to make a list by cemetery, make sure there isn't a headstone in the plot that they're buried in.
Well,
and then we'll decide whether we're going to contact the family or we're going
or before you even walk around and look, if you just bring the list to a meeting. I mean, these guys are in the cemeteries all the time.
Yeah.
Wayne might be like, oh yeah, that one, that's there, that's not there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it may require you to walk around, but I wouldn't.
Okay.
I'd save you the trouble of people
yeah.
who have been mowing it for a bajillion years.
But yeah, I would say.
A bajillion.
If we do find that there's a good one, then we should definitely do something. I mean, we should do it as well.
Yeah, because we have done that for people.
Yeah.
In fact, it's a law. Isn't it a law? 3 years?
Yeah, they're supposed to put a headstone up in 3 years. Yeah. And I started working from the most recent back then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted to be able to capture those kind of things while people are alive or the families are here or whatever. And
it's
the old ones, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, okay. I'll put my list together and I'll bring them to the next meeting.
I don't see any old business on either agenda that we have not yet covered. Does anybody else have any concerns or business that was not added during the additions? Next meeting. You want to talk about the next meeting?
So no new business, right?
We finished conversation of what we added, the point we added, right?
The deed thing.
The deed thing.
Yeah. There was correspondence from the town.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we did receive. Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't think we received anything. This is just,
I don't think we received a response to the.
No, but there was correspondence that was sent.
I think that
in
was
regards
a
to the cemetery commission by the town was shared with the commission.
Yes, I saw that via email.
Oh, you did?
I did, and Eileen apologized for misspelling my name, which I don't notice or bother correcting people anymore. I've only got so much energy in a day.
Okay.
She got the gist of it. But I don't believe we have received a response from the person who we sent it to.
Your co-chair wasn't 100% certain it had actually gone out. So I don't have the answer to that question.
From the communication that I had received, I was under the impression it had gone out. Also, did I mention we have not checked our little mailbox? There could be a response in our little mailbox.
Okay.
So I doubt it.
You and Dad,
I doubt if someone is perhaps not sharing records, I wouldn't be inclined to think they would respond to a letter in a month. But you never know.
Not unless you go in the mailbox. Gary just learned about the mailbox, by the way.
I just learned about the 3-ring binder that I'm supposed to put approved minutes in. But
oh, we're all learning a lot of new things.
So you wanted to do a date for the next meeting?
Yeah, I think while we are here, we should probably establish one. Availability. I don't know if we have enough action where we
use golf on Tuesday night, so it should probably not be Tuesday. And
okay.
Wednesdays are usually the tough night for me, especially this
That's
time.
That's fire.
It's fire generally, yeah.
What about Monday nights?
Monday's actually good for me, and considering
the 6th wouldn't be good, but July is going to be
a
good
album. That's a Thursday. Oh, we're going Thursdays?
You're in the wrong.
I was going to say August.
July.
I mean,
July? No.
It sounds like we all have more projects we need to do than time we have to do the projects. We didn't have too much to discuss this month. Are we okay with meeting at the beginning of July or middle of July? Or August, sorry.
August?
August instead.
August is better for me than July.
I was really thinking August, like 13th.
That's a Thursday.
Or the 10th is a Monday.
The 10th would be better for me.
Yeah, the 10th is probably better for me.
And if we have some big things happening and we need to meet sooner, we can.
That gives you long time to think about
this.
How you
gives
want to
Martin and I time to get these projects done,
so
get a little traction.
Are we talking 5:30 again on the 10th?
I can meet earlier on a Monday.
I'll have to see if we're on call that night.
Okay.
Do you
really
know yet?
Like
Dwayne has the calendar. I don't
is
have that.
Would it be helpful if we wait, if you're both we need you, one of you, to answer questions.
When I get home, I can.
Okay, so we'll tentatively do the 10th communication via email if that does not work.
Okay.
For our caretakers.
Do we want to start at 5:30 or?
I can do 5:30. As long as I'm not driving from Grafton at 20 miles per hour again.
All right, tentatively 5:30. Okay.
Do we have to ask the town if this space is available for downstairs?
Oh, yeah, that's one of the things the co-chairs do is arrange a room. So,
okay, I can do that.
Usually it's Tina that keeps that.
Okay. I'm going to wait to hear back from Melissa. When she does, I will reach out to Tina.
Yep.
And it'll be, I'll get over here and check that box.
Anyone
like to make another motion
to
adjourn?
Somebody else has got a different motion they want to make.
I move that we adjourn.
Second. Or.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
See you guys in August.
Woohoo.
Lori,
yeah. Recording. Now we're done recording. Meeting adjourned at 6:40.